Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees Podcast. Today I will summarize and review the book, Unconscious Branding, How Neuroscience Can Empower and Inspire Marketing by Douglas Van Praet is a groundbreaking exploration of the intersection between neuroscience and marketing. This book provides a deep dive into how the human brain responds to branding and advertising strategies, and how understanding these unconscious processes can lead to more effective marketing campaigns. Van Praet utilizes a compelling mix of psychological insights and real-world examples to demonstrate how marketers can tap into the subconscious desires and needs of consumers. The book not only challenges traditional marketing theories, but also provides a new framework for creating a more engaging and emotionally resonant brand experience. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the role of unconscious processes in consumer behavior. One of the major topics in unconscious branding is the influence of unconscious processes on consumer behavior. Douglas Van Praet argues that the majority of consumer decisions are not made through rational thought, but are driven by unconscious processes. This section of the book delves into the psychological underpinnings of these processes, explaining how emotions, sensory inputs, and cognitive biases shape our purchasing decisions. Van Praet presents various studies and experiments that illustrate how the subconscious mind can be a powerful driver in consumer behavior, often more influential than conscious intent. By understanding these underlying mechanisms, marketers can craft strategies that align more closely with how consumers actually make decisions, rather than how they rationalize them. Secondly, neuroscience techniques in marketing. Douglas Van Praet explores several neuroscience techniques that can be applied to marketing to tap into unconscious consumer responses. Techniques such as functional magnetic resonance imaging, fMRI, and eye tracking provide insights into how consumers react to advertisements, brands, and products on a neurological level. This knowledge enables marketers to understand which elements of their campaigns trigger positive or negative unconscious reactions. In this section, Van Praet describes how these insights can be used to adapt marketing strategies, enhance brand perception, and increase overall engagement with target audiences. Thirdly, creating emotional connections with brands. Unconscious branding further emphasizes the importance of emotional connections between brands and consumers. Van Praet discusses how brands that successfully create an emotional resonance have a competitive advantage. This is because emotional connections tend to lead to higher brand loyalty and advocacy. The book provides strategies on how to evoke emotions through storytelling, user experiences, and personalized interactions. Van Praet supports his discussion with examples of brands that have mastered the art of emotional marketing and offers practical tips on how marketers can create a more emotive brand identity. Fourthly, the impact of social influence and cultural factors. Another topic covered in depth by Van Praet is the impact of social influence and cultural factors on branding. He discusses how social norms, cultural contexts, and peer influences can significantly affect consumer behavior and brand perception. The book explains how marketers can use these social dynamics to their advantage by facilitating social sharing and creating campaigns that resonate well within specific cultural or social groups. Van Praet provides examples of successful campaigns that leveraged social proof and cultural insights, leading to widespread acceptance and adoption. Lastly, ethical considerations in unconscious marketing. Lastly, unconscious branding does not shy away from discussing the ethical considerations inherent in leveraging unconscious marketing techniques. Douglas Van Praet generates a thoughtful debate on the responsibility of marketers when influencing consumer behavior at a subconscious level. He suggests guidelines and best practices for maintaining ethical standards while still benefiting from the insights provided by neuroscience. This discussion is crucial for any marketer looking to use these powerful techniques responsibly and sustainably, ensuring that consumer trust is not compromised. In conclusion, Unconscious Branding, How Neuroscience Can Empower and Inspire Marketing, is ideal for marketers, brand managers, and advertising professionals looking to deepen their understanding of consumer behavior through the lens of neuroscience. It is also highly relevant for students and academics interested in the psychological aspects of marketing. This book benefits readers by providing actionable insights into how the unconscious mind influences purchasing decisions, offering both the theoretical frameworks and practical applications necessary to revolutionize branding strategies. As such, it not only enhances professional practices, but also offers profound insights that could lead to more personally fulfilling and ethically aware marketing endeavors. If you would like to support Douglas Van Praat, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.